This is Marketing Jam, a show featuring the brightest minds in marketing.
Let's talk about SEO quickly. This whole search engine optimization thing. People are frustrated by it, confused by it, and there are so many SEO tools out there. Free ones, subscription ones. Which one's the best? Do you ever feel like it's been this dark art, this mystic craft hidden for only certain people to understand? Well, here at Jelly, it all became clear when we started using Ahrefs. The reports we got, the clarity on site ranking, and so much more. Today, for all our clients, we provide Ahrefs reporting and use the tool to audit sites. It's the premier SEO tool that gives you the confidence you're providing top-notch reports and data to your clients. Let the only confusing thing be how the tool's name is said. Check them out at ahrefs.com. Thanks everyone for joining us this week on Marketing Jam. And it's a very timely interview and a very important interview, I feel like, for both for agencies that are thriving during this time and looking to hire more staff, and agencies that maybe aren't thriving and those that are looking for jobs. We're going to talk about jobs and finding a job and finding employees and what does that look like. And so at Jelly, our favorite job finding tool is Indeed. The best software, we found it to be incredible. And so Jody was kind enough to come on the show today. So thank you, Jody, for coming here to share with us about Indeed.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm pleased to be here.
So Indeed, we just discovered, I didn't know, is headquartered in Austin, Texas. It's very cool. Very cool. Yes. And you are the managing director for Canada.
I am. Yes.
Amazing. So origin story. Every great superhero has one. How did you get to the position you're in today? And what was that journey like?
Well, I was merrily working in sales as the head of sales for eBay and Kijiji in Canada. And I got a call from a recruiter who worked at this company called Indeed. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't heard of them before and said no. And mm-hmm. he called me a couple of times, actually, until I took a meeting with him. And I did. And I started to meet a couple of people at Indeed and learned a little bit more about what they did and what their mission was. We help people get jobs, which was pretty great. And, you know, it was an opportunity for me to start from ground zero and really build things in Canada. So it was a great opportunity.
That's amazing. Yeah. So question for you, what trends are you seeing in hiring talent at the moment right now?
Well, because we're in the world of COVID, so much is happening virtually. So a lot of our employers are really leveraging Indeed virtual hiring events where we're able to do interviews via Zoom or, you know, bring your own Google events or whichever you prefer. And then that way, you know, able to get a lot of candidates screened, a lot of candidates interviewed, and then more importantly, able to do it in a safe environment. So a lot of things are happening from a virtual perspective. Mm-hmm. And then I just think, you know, in the next couple of years and what's been happening over the last 5 or 6 years is the move to digital. So the way that we used to search for a job has dramatically changed, and so much of it is digital. And I think that's true for the job seeker, but I also think that is very true for the employers out there. Mm-hmm. You know, with a lot of the digital tools, they're able to screen a lot of candidates at one time. We have wonderful resume databases that employers can use. We have branding tools, so employers can get, you know, talk about their company online with reviews, which everybody, you know, is interested in hearing, you know, what's the company culture like. Yep. So much of that, you know, recruitment effort and mm-hmm. job seeking effort on both sides really is done in the digital world now.
Wow. And the change and you know, the work from home and you know, less in person, do you think that's here to stay? Or what do you think the trend, how it will shift in the next, say, 6 months to a year?
I think a lot of companies are recognizing the value of having employees work virtually. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how many will go 100% virtual, but I think that a lot of employers and a lot of our customers are you know, saying that, you know, when it's safe to go back to the office, that it won't necessarily have to be a full-time thing. Yeah. And I think that that's really a great benefit for employees because, you know, they don't have to commute every single day. Yeah. You know, they may not have to get after-school babysitters. years. And I think just from a work-life balance, I think people, in the work from home environment have overall been better, depending on if you're homeschooling children or not at the moment.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like in all TV shows and movies, historically, there's always been that job seeker symbol of a newspaper with red circles. Right. And that's always been sitting on the kitchen table and, the wife comes home and the husband actually hadn't gone out yet. It's the typical thing. But I feel like today this is the new newspaper with red circles. Would you say it's someone scrolling and flipping through Indeed's website?
Absolutely. And job seekers can also set up job alerts. So if there's a certain title or a certain company, you can get job alerts sent right to your email or right to the Indeed app. So, so it's served right up to you.
So speaking of which, advice for job seekers, what would you say? What would be? I love that there's an alert system. That is incredible. Yeah. And what else would you say that you've got on Indeed to help them?
So a couple things. I would say, sign up and make sure that your resume is an Indeed resume. So it's digital on our site, because what that enables you to do is you can easy apply and you can apply on your mobile device, which makes it really easy. Awesome. And then if you so choose, you can be part of our resume database so employers can find you. And that's always nice. Yeah. And I would say, just make sure that you're refreshing your resume, that you've got updated information in there. Data always is important. So if you have metrics in your job that you can talk about, if you're somebody who's willing to work shifts, make sure that that's called out in your resume. The more clear and concise you can be about what you've done and what your requirements are, if you have any degrees and if the job is asking for specific degrees, it's always good to highlight that so that a recruiter doesn't have to call you and ask you. So I think, there's lots of things that job seekers can do right now. I think the most important thing right now in present day is just to be patient and not to give up and to make sure that, that you're applying for jobs that, that you want to go after. And, if you're not seeing something in that particular week or in the future weeks, then also think about how your skills can be maybe translate to maybe an adjacent industry, and thinking through some of those kinds of things as well.
Some great, great advice. And flipping gears here, advice to employers, someone like myself.
Yeah. So a couple of things, be really specific about what the job title is. Lots of times, this tends to happen a lot in big companies, but you might have a data analyst level 3. Job seekers don't necessarily care about the level 3, right? And so you want to be as specific as you can, but also make sure that it's not an internal job title, because you also want the job seeker to discover you. When you're writing the job description, be very clear about what your expectations are in terms of requirements. So, are you looking for somebody that has 3 to 5 years digital marketing experience? Make sure that sort of falls to the top of the job description.
Okay.
You would want to also set up your Indeed company page so that job seekers can discover a little bit more about your company. There are reviews on there, and you'll get a 5 times increase of an apply rate if you have a robust company page and there are reviews, pictures of what it's like to work at the company, and other employees' experience always helps.
Yeah. So I'll just say from an employer's perspective, and part of why we're so excited to have you on the show, we will post the job on our website, and I find this fascinating about Indeed, and we'll start getting Indeed applications within minutes, if not hours, of the posting. So you have some sort of tool that pulls, I guess, even job postings that we don't even put them on Indeed ourselves. You guys somehow find them.
We do. Yeah. So there's really 2 parts to our site. So basically we have organic traffic. And so that's what you're experiencing, where we scrape the site and we pull the job. And so, if it's a job that you just posted at 3 p.m. today and, it's 3:30 today, then that job is basically going to show up on probably page 1 or page 2 for that particular search for the job seeker.
Yeah.
And if you post 2 more tomorrow, then it will also show up at the top of the results.
Yeah.
And then the second way that companies can promote their jobs is to sponsor them, and then they get prominent, you know, placement for those jobs. And we have lots of tools for employers to, you know, better position some of the roles and some of the requirements and some of the things that they're looking for.
It's an incredible backend system of vetting applicants, reviewing them. Like, you can tag them in certain ways. It's like basically you get about a whole content management system with the Indeed sponsored job postings.
Yeah, it's called Easy Apply. And so basically it's almost like an applicant tracking system built within so you don't have to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're often sold as an employer all these, you know, job management applicant softwares, but I feel like if we can push everyone to Indeed to apply through there, that you in a sense supply that for us as a gift.
Absolutely. And it the tool also allows you to add a few screener questions as well.
Yep.
So depending on the industry that you're in, right? So I don't know, if you're posting for a job and the person has to be in a physical location, you can say, are you willing to work, you know, from 9 to 5 in a physical location?
Yep.
Are you willing to work remote because this position is remote? You can add in some of those screener questions. So, so a lot of the customers that we have feel like that's useful as well.
Yeah. And I was saying offline, one of my favorite things about Indeed that I've been leveraging you for recently is data. So the whole importance of people getting trained up in digital marketing skills and learning how to run Facebook ads and learning how to be savvy online and what we call like a new collar economy. You can go to Indeed, and literally 2 days ago, I went there and found that there were 784 jobs for digital marketers in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And you kind of are the kind of data source for that information. Because I realized I couldn't go anywhere else. I didn't know where else to go to find that kind of collective knowledge of what are people looking for right now and where are their jobs.
Absolutely. And it's helpful for employers because then they know what kind of talent am I competing for.
Yeah.
Right. And then you can also go and check out the competition because we also have tools that are available for job seekers and for employers that talk about salaries. Yeah. And, you know, that's also useful, too, if you're in a highly competitive market and you're an employer.
Yeah. And if you were a generalist who maybe lost their job recently, check out Indeed for finding out maybe some of the most in-demand specialist positions using the Indeed search for different terms and seeing if like, hey, you know, how many firms are looking for SEO specialists? How many firms are looking for ad manager specialists? And
exactly.
You can pick it by city, which is so cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's the other thing too, is in the short term, because everybody is remote, there might be an opportunity for you to expand your geographic search.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you might be able to go a couple of cities over, and that might not make a difference in this particular circumstance that we find ourselves in. So.
Yeah. No, it's been an amazing resource for us as a firm, and really appreciate the how easy it is to manage and how kind of savvy it is to kind of vet folks and interact with people and make it great for both job seekers and employers. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we love to hear stories like that. And that's why we're number one in Canada.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm trying to think. Yeah, and you know, that like you think of other job sites, but I'm like, these days, everyone I talk to or recommend, it's like, I can't think of any other place to send people to besides Indeed, looking for a job or looking to post a job as far as options. Like, I don't think there is even classifieds anymore where you can post jobs. I haven't checked that recently. Maybe there is. I don't know.
I don't know how robust they would be. No. But, you know, we have about 8 million unique visitors, job seekers basically, that come to our site every month. And so depending on what employment numbers you're looking at, that's about half of the labor force in Canada. So that's pretty remarkable if you think about it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I want to talk about explaining leads to clients. CallRail gives you the call tracking you need to measure the success of your marketing efforts in real time. Discover how many calls you received from your Google ads, organic searches, social media efforts, and so much more. And hey, that's not the only reason we use CallRail. CallRail seamlessly integrates all of our call and conversion data with over 700 marketing tools and platforms, including Google Analytics and Salesforce, for a deeper insight into what's happening. Start telling the complete story to your clients. Try a free trial today with callrail.com.
So I need to know, for you personally, do you have favorite apps, books, podcasts that you recommend for marketers out there?
Favorite books. and apps and podcasts. Right now, I'm really into the political scene, so I'm not sure that's going to help a marketer right now, getting caught up on everything.
Yeah.
For me personally, I'm really into a lot of the organizing tools.
Yeah.
You know, home organization, business organization, you know, just making the most of my day in every way possible. Yeah.
That's awesome. We recently had Sarah, who works in our office, bought all these clear containers for our cupboards here. She said it was inspired by this show that's on Netflix right now.
The Home Edit.
Yes.
Yes.
But they're actually amazing. Like, I open the cupboard now and I can see everything, know where everything is, and everything has its place. It looks beautiful.
Yeah. And I think for all of us that are kind of stuck at home right now in our home spaces, it's good to be organized and, you know, just sort of have that sense of relief.
That's awesome. So indeed, you're number one in Canada, already being a great resource. I love it. We use it. And I recommend it. It's great for so many reasons, from the data I can use and pull to posting jobs. Both you do it organically and we do it, you know, manually and, you know, sponsor job postings. What's next for Indeed and where's your brand headed?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're looking at as a company and in terms of developing new technology is getting what we call closer to the hire.
Okay.
And so right now for employers, they come to us, they, you know, sponsor their job, people apply for it, and, you know, we go into some sort of traditional recruitment process to interview. We've got the Indeed virtual hiring events platform that I talked about, so there'll be a lot more virtual hiring that will happen going forward. Obviously. But, you know, we also want to start to measure what the ROI is for our employers and customers from that perspective to see if, you know, are we really making an impact? And for, you know, the 100 candidates that we sent you, how many people did you hire? So, you know, at Indeed, we really call that getting closer to the hire. And certainly, you know, looking at how technology can help employers really break down, you know, if you get 500 applicants for a particular job, can technology help you serve up, here are the 15 that we recommend out of the 500 that have applied for the job. And so, you know, through scanning resumes, through using Indeed resume, searching keywords, searching, you know, qualifications, if you've got a posting for an emergency room doctor, you know, does that application have those specific requirements? So that's really what we're focused on as we look to the future, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah, no, and I think especially in our industry, you know, marketers, advertising, you know, PR, the people we work with and the people we hire is everything. And so it's crucial.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just the digital platforms and what we know, you know, we follow a lot of the same things that digital marketers do in terms of how we measure the success of an employer's campaign. You know, CPC, CPA, and so on. And so, you know, I really think that as time goes on, we'll be able to get, you know, even more specific as we look at delivering ROI to the direct employers and then tools also for the job seekers. So it's really about, you know, how can we most effectively connect the job seeker to the employer?
That's amazing. I'm thinking of recently, I sold something on Facebook Marketplace and they send me a thing afterwards. And when I shut down, I say, you know, I don't need that posting up anymore. It says, well, did you sell it on Facebook Marketplace? And I'll be like, yes. I was like, who did you sell it to? And I'll say, well, this person. And it's really, because I'm just trying to think of with Indeed, it's like when we take down a job posting, I haven't been asked yet, and maybe it's a new feature recently, but I haven't been asked like, hey, did you hire someone from Indeed? And I'll say, yes, because just looking back in probably the last 10 hires, I'd say 8 of those, 80% were from Indeed. And then I'll say, yes. And then I'll say, who did you hire? And I'll say, this person. And then we can figure out how much I spent on that recruitment. I'm trying to think of me as a user. I'd be happy to tell you how I did.
And that's exactly, you know, like some employers track it like you track it and then others don't. So it just depends on the sophistication and you know, what you're looking at. But that's the cost per applicant and the cost per hire. Yeah. And so when we say getting closer to the hire, we want to make that as cost effective as possible for the employers that we work with.
Yeah. No, you guys are doing an incredible job. And because of that, especially you guys have been so kind and generous for those that are employers that are looking to hire more people. We want to make that easier for you. We want you to get more of these marketers out there hired and employed and getting paid and taking care of their families here across Canada. Indeed is offering all employers $100 to sponsor a job posting. So if you go to indeed.com/marketingjam, you can get $100 towards sponsoring a job posting where your agency can find someone amazing because Indeed finds them. I love your vetting questions. We often use those, which is a really cool thing. And you can find the best people for your firm. So again, indeed.com/marketingjam. We are not being paid for this. This, you might be thinking, oh, this is a sponsored piece, but no, I actually just, we love Indeed. And full disclosure, we're just big fans. And I think together, Indeed and I said, hey, instead of paying us, let's help employers get marketers hired. And so it's our way to try to help those in the industry get jobs, because I think that's really, really important right now.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you Indeed for making it possible. And I think marketers who are so busy and there's so much going on, the user flow and the fact that you offer this incredible software for free, because the amount of times we get asked to subscribe to another software and another system, you know, like a vetting software and a hiring software, we don't want to add another monthly bill to our expenses. But the idea being every time we look for a job, you include that as part of the package is pretty awesome.
Yep, it's right there and it's free of charge for you to use. So.
It's amazing. So thank you so much for being on the show, for all that you do for Canadians and helping Canadians find jobs right across the country.
We help people get jobs. That's our motto at Indeed. Thank you for having me.
and one other thing to check out too, if you're interested in even finding the best place to work as an employee looking for the next job, you guys even have rankings and ratings, which you guys put out and some amazing reports as far as best places to work. So
we do, absolutely. And that's all based on the reviews. Yeah.
No. And I'd say also as an employer, I'll also encourage everyone to subscribe to them on Twitter because they have an amazing Twitter account just for employers with resources and tips and support.
Yeah. Our economist puts out data and reports on, you know, the unemployment numbers and the jobs numbers and trends and, you know, has a lot of commentary there. So it can be definitely helpful for employers.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you.
Link is in the show notes. Thank you for joining us this week on Marketing Jam. And again, Indeed, we use it. We love it. We find so many of our employees from there and it just makes it really smooth and easy. So let's keep our industry strong and employed. And again, the beauty right now, if you're a Toronto agency and you can't find the right person, maybe you look to Saskatchewan, maybe you look to Newfoundland, and you might find those people and you get to diversify your staff with some amazing accents. So there you go. Thanks
awesome.
Again. We'll see you next week on Marketing Jam, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Marketing Jam. If you enjoyed the show, head over to our YouTube or Facebook and give us a thumbs up and visit iTunes to leave a rating and review. Thanks again. See you next time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.